We're going to go back to Perek Yud in the Tanya. Hine, behold, kishadam magbir nafsho elokit v'nilcham kol kach, and he fights im habehemit im. He has a fight between his nafshi elokit, his spiritual soul, which is godlike, against his physical body, which is domer behema. Ad shemegarish umevay hara sheba milchalal asmali, until he gives a get and burns the bad in his left side of his heart. The left side of the heart isn't literally the left side. It means that which represents the left side. The heart represents the tithes, the desires for a person, his feelings, right? Kamo shekatav, birata hara mikirbecha, you should burn the evil from the midst of you. Ve'ein hara nefach letov, and the ra didn't yet become tov mamash, complete tov, nikra tzadik she'eno gomel. Tzadik, he's not a complete tzadik, but tzadik v'ralo, and a tzadik who has bad, a little bit of bad in him, because he hasn't converted the ra into tov. Dahainu, sheyesh bo adayin ma'at mizir ra b'chalal asmali. He has a little bit of ra in his left side, as we spoke about beforehand. Elish kafuf batel letov, it's nullified to the good, machmat miyutu, because of the little bit of ra that is there. V'lechein nidmero, it appears to him, ki v'yigarshuhu v'yelechlo, kulo. It's as if he removed it completely, legamri. Aval be'emet, but in truth, ilu chalaf v'alachlo legamri, if it went all the ra, kol ha-ra, shebo, hay nefach letov mamash. So it's telling us an interesting thing. Ra is not a metzias. Ra is not an existence in of itself. Ra is basically a shell that prevents the tov to come through. It's something. It's just a shell. That's why ra is called klipa. It's called a shell. A person intrinsically is good. We just have to remove the ra in order to for the good to permeate us and to be completely us. That's a very important concept. That means our concept of ra is not of intrinsic ra. There's no such thing as intrinsic ra, and it's very understood from the point of view in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid Be'olam. He's the unity in the world. He's the oneness in the world. That means even the ra emanates from him. And that which we see ra, it's because of his hest upon him, because of his hiddenness away from us. What's the difference between a Rosha and a Tzadik we're going to speak about now? We spoke about Tzadik Varala. We haven't spoken about Tzadik Vatovlo.
Some people are just evil, right?
No. Someone can remove the good from him. I'll give you an example. It's brought down in Svarim Kedoshim. When a person does an Avera, in order that his Neshama won't be part and tarnished from that Avera, even before the Machshava of that Avera, his Neshama leaves him. So there's no tarnishment of his Neshama to that Avera. Not so easy. It's very hard then to bring the Neshama back. The purpose of this world is to bring our Neshama into us and to permeate us, and therefore the klipa that we have is like removed from us. The ra from us is removed. The permeation of the Neshama in our guf makes us into a tzaddik. The more various a person does, the more that klipa becomes thicker on him. And there's three aspects. We spoke about three levels of the klipa, three levels of a person's shell. This is a shell that he's in, which is basically a shell. It's a spiritual shell that the goof feels. It's inside the goof that makes the goof feel what it feels. That's against machshava, thinking, dibur, speech, and maisa. And we're going to see now, he's going to explain in detail what's a rasha v'tovlo. And we'll understand from Rosh Hashanah Tovlo, the mice, we're going to see that somehow we seem to be in that category a little bit. To be a Beinoni is a pretty big category. Like, we remember we brought the Gemara in the beginning, the Rava. Remember who Rava was? Rava was Amora.
He was Beinoni.
So don't worry if we think we're a Rosh Hashanah Tovlo. We're not Rishayim. It's a question of, in these three levels of Klippa, where we're holding. How much we're holding there. We're going to see. We'll get there.
You guys following
us at all? Yeah, you understand? Yeah? Make sure. Ubiu ha'inyan. To explain this inyan, ki hinei. Right? Tzadik gamu, a tzadik, complete tzadik, shenefach hara shalo, the ra in him, the bad in him, letov, lechein nikra tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik v'tovlo. It's complete, all he represents is complete goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His neshama completely permeated him. All his machshavas, all his thoughts, all his speech, all his thinking is completely just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's one with his creator. Even his inner rotzen, that's going to be the difference. Even his inner rotzen, he didn't have an inner rotzen for Ra. He didn't have any desire even for Ra. He looks at something which is bad as something which is disgusting. Just as a person sees a food which is disgusting to him, he'll be disgusted for it. He won't even desire it. So too, a tzaddik gomel, right, won't even desire, Ra will be disgusting in his eyes. Right? That's a very high level. And he'll be just full of Avas Hashem and Kirvas Hashem. And that's when a person's neshama completely permeates him. Okay, Bezar Hashem, one day we'll get there. Bezar Hashem. Why not? Vuhu al yaday, and it's through Hasarat HaBegodim HaTzohim, removing these Begodim, these Levushim, these like spiritual clothing. We spoke about spiritual clothing that a person has. Right, we spoke about that before. These clothing might come from his parents, so we have to remove these begodim, which are dirty begodim from us. That represents the klipa, the shell that we have, that our neshama permeates it and will clean it up. If it doesn't permeate it, it doesn't get cleaned. Okay, the gamri mehara, the hainu lim osma od, it'll be disgusting for him. Tanuge olam hazeh, the tanugim, the desires of this world. Litaneg bam, but tanugot neadam, the desires of people. Limalot tavat aguf, to fill the desires of his body. Bilvad, alone. Now, what does it mean alone? We spoke about this. Velo lavadus Hashem. If a person eats, like you're eating, right? Well, you can't be a tzaddik for tovlo, right? You can't be a complete tzaddik, right? What's happening here? You can't be a complete tzaddik. You're eating. How can you be complete tzaddik?
You're eating so that you can learn.
You're eating so you can learn. That's not eating for the sake of eating. That's not, but you're enjoying it. And you enjoy schnitzel day, right? Schnitzel is my word for everything in this world. It's pretty good schnitzel, right? Oh, now we're talking. Even without schnitzel day, it's pretty good, right? But you understand. So how can we be a complete tzaddik? Because it depends how you use your tanugim in this world. Depends how you use your desires in this world. If you use your desires in this world for avodas Hashem, then that's not considered desires. Even if you enjoy it, and you're supposed to enjoy it. You're supposed to enjoy everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you in this world. There's a stira. Let's explain the stira. This is Mesiras Yesharim, Shara Precious. Mesiras Yesharim, Shara Precious, right? We're going to get there. I don't know, but Shah Precious. It's Shah Precious. Yeah, it's later on. Okay. You haven't got there yet with Rabbi Gershon. You get there. But he explains that. I'm going to explain it in our layman terms. But basically, it says there, Asakasha. The Gemara says, right, that if you make a neder or you're a nazir, it's a chet. You're doing an aveva. But you know what a nazir is? You ask yourself from wine, or you ask yourself from fruit in the world, you make a neder. That's an aveva. Why is it an avera? You're supposed to enjoy all the things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world. That means everything in this world is here to enjoy. Why? Why is that? Maybe I'll be a parish. I'll just eat impregnated rice with vitamins, right? That's how you have to live. No. The holiest day, which is the holiest day in the Jewish calendar? Shabbos. Shabbos. It's a pretty good answer, but yeah, you're wrong. Shabbos is the most holy day in the Jewish calendar. Shabbos. On Shabbos we have a... No, Yom Kippur. Shabbos. Shabbos is a chi of Misa. Yom Kippur is Chorus. Shabbos is much holier than Yom Kippur. And Shabbos, what do you do in Shabbos? You guys know. Cholent. Pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty good for keeping us asleep as well. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Cholent. We eat good food. There's a mitzvah litaneg al Hashem. And the mitzvah la'aneg al atzmeinu, it's aneg la'ashem al atzmeinu, to eat good food on Shabbos, the most holy day, right? That's why we're having a meal in this year, right? It's aneg la'ashem, we're converting our whole eating to something which is kedusha. Now, says the Mesiras Yesharim that it's an aveira if we don't enjoy this world. And then, speaking about Shah Precious, there's an inyan to be perished from Tanugim in this world, to separate yourself from this world. You see, there's a concept, a chassid, it separates from this world. So how do the two things come together? To enjoy everything in this world, to separate. So the basic answer is the answer that we're giving all the time, Rebbe. The Rebbe said, Rebbe had everything on his table, right? He even had, I don't know in our terms what it would be, he even had things which are very hard to have. Watermelon in the summer, right? In the winter, everyone has. Who has watermelon in the summer? Well, people don't have it. But even Rebbe had watermelon in the winter. It says snon, for us, who cares about radish, right? But watermelon sounds good, right? He had watermelon in the winter, right? And now he has better things. Now, things which, okay, I can't think of anything like really good. The only thing I have is schnitzel, but you guys have schnitzel every week. So. But seriously, and then he says he was Kaddish. He was not near now, Afilu Be'etzba Katana, even with small etzba. The vote is, you have to, and it's a mitzvah to enjoy everything in the world. But for Tzarech Gavoa, in your Avodas Hashem, and anything that's a need for you, to enjoy them. And I repeated this question, to enjoy them. You want to go, step guys, go for an ice cream, fine. If it helps you to do, come and learn here and stay here. You want to go and have a pizza, it's fine. So long, but if you want to have a pizza at the time you're getting a shear, that's an avera. Understand the difference? Because there, you don't have control over your desires. Have a pizza in order to you, gives you better learning, and ice cream, whatever. All your needs, that's fine. You're supposed to enjoy the pizzas in this world. Pizza was created for us, right? These are things we created for us to enjoy. You with me? You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so that's the concept here. So, it says, since in the nishpa'im, they are have shefa. How do you say shefa? Have influence from the klipa, from the sitra achra, the bad side, right? Kol mashu mesitra achra tzadik gomu, who son o betachlis. The tzadik gomu hates it betachlis. I say he hates it. The hate that you can hate. Machmat godel avat o laHashem. So there is a place for sin in the world, to hate Ra. Not to hate the person who's doing the Ra, but to hate the concept of Ra. You don't like Ra, you hate it because of Avas Hashem. All Ra in the world is a siluk of a Kodesh Baruch Hu from the world, a removal of Kodesh Baruch Hu. To hate Ra, but not to hate the person who's doing it, because the person who's doing it, it's only a klip, it's only a shell. He intrinsically is good. Now there's certain things, you know. If you know, there's a story of Guzman, who was in the woods and he met a Nazi and he killed him. He was a big man, he killed him. There's certain things, there's certain Amalek, there's a concept of Amalek in the world. It's a concept. I don't know if we know who is specifically Amalek, but if a certain person has a synonym of Amalek, like the Nazi Germans, you don't go and say, ah, he's really good and love him up. He's coming to kill you. You can kill him. Certainly, you understand? You have to know the Gedarim. You have to know the fences in which the halacha applies. But the concept is to hate the Ra itself. And there's a Gemara. There's an interesting Gemara. You guys learn the Gemara in Brachas? There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Rabbi Meir, we have to understand who Rabbi Meir was. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And he was so brilliant that the Tanaim in his generation couldn't understand him fully. Now, Rabbi Meir was learning in his neighborhood, and he had people who were mitzayer him, who bothered him, who were preventing him from learning. So Rime prayed that they should die. Yitamu chotim, the Yitamu, these people, they should finish. These people who are doing avera should be finished. You should go away. You have to understand what that means. If they were chotim by that level, the Rime saw there was no tikkun in them. There was no fixing in them. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to kill the Mitzri, he looked to see if there was going to become from him a ger or something. When he saw there was no good coming in him, then he killed him. That means Rabbi Meir, on some level, saw these Jews as completely nothing to do with them. Then Bruria told him, from the same pasuk in Tehillim, Bruria was his wife, right? She was a clever woman, right? You have to be a clever woman to marry Rabbi Meir, right? Bruria was an extremely clever woman. Told him, you're not reading the pasuk properly. Doesn't say, Chataim, it says the chet, the averus. Doesn't see the people who are doing the averus. It says the averus. So he prayed that the averus would be removed, and they did tshuva. Now, how can that be? How can that be? They have free will. How can that be? So the Maharsha asked the Kasha, how can you pray for someone to do tshuva? Doesn't work. How can you pray? He has free will.
It's in your Svarti
Sidurim. Right? Oh, it's in the Svarti Sidurim, right? Okay. Svarim are a different dalga. No, I'll explain. It's to do with it. It'll explain the Svarti Sidurim as well. So the Chazon Ish, at the end of Aruch Chaim, explains that you can't pray to change a person's free will. Each person has a free will. But you can pray that their choice will be much smaller. That they will be put in a position when they make that choice, the choice will be much smaller. That you can pray for. So that means, think about what that means. That means everyone is on a level. Everyone is on a level where there will be a point where he can make that free will choice. That means it doesn't matter how much of a rasha he is, there will be a nekuda, there's a point, and you can pray for that point, that it'll come to him, that he'll reach that level, that he'll choose the tov. Now, you might not get that choice every time in life. That might be a one-off chance. And it could be schus avos, the merits of your parents or grandparents who bring you here. And most of us, Baruch Hashem, in yeshiva have schus avos. There's no other reason to understand how we got here. Or certain mitzvahs our parents do and we don't know about them. I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. If you think about where we were a year ago, where we were even sometimes a month ago, 2 months ago, right? Who would have dreamt you'd be sitting in yeshiva, learning Tanya with a rabbi, right? Who would have thought you'd be doing that? It's unbelievable. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make one and one sense. Oh, you can say, oh, because I went to this thing, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and that. Now, you know, it's like Megillas Esther. It's a nes like Megillas Esther. But it's a nes. What was behind that nes, you'll know. In Olam HaEmes, there might be some big tzaddik in your family who said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, give him a chance. This is my great-grandson or grandson, give him a chance. And you got that chance, and you chose in the right way. And that's your choice. Okay, let's go back now. Machmat Godel Avatar Hashem, V'kedushato, Ba'ava Rabba, B'tanugim, Ba'ava Rabba. B'tanugim v'chi b'yeteira hanichta v'el ki hem ze l'umat ze k'dichtiv. Okay, so it says like this. The tanugim, the desires of the world, are against what? Your ava k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an important thing to understand that. The more ava you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the less desires you have for the physical world. And the more desires you have for the physical world, the less will be your ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's a Gemara that says, before a person prays to come close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should pray to separate himself from the physical world. And that's why you won't find a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha, it's a halacha. You won't say when you have to put on tefillin, you have to put tefillin on with Mesiris Nefesh. But in learning Torah, it's a halacha. This is not a musa. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That ein divrei Torah mitkayim, the words of Torah are not established, ella only. Someone who kills himself on it. What do you mean to kill yourself? Take out a knife? No, doesn't mean that. What do you mean to kill yourself? Torah is life. Why should you kill yourself to learn Torah? Kill yourself from this world. Kill yourself in... So the Lashon of the Gemara, now listen to the Lashon. We don't think of sleep as a desire. It says, Shelo yiten tnuma le'enav v'shlo. Sheina le'ena v'tznuma l'afafav. She doesn't give sleep to his eyes, or tznuma, and like closing them to his afafav, to his eyelids. I.e., when he's tired, he's learning. Now, okay, we have to know ourselves. You know, if we need to sleep, we need to sleep. And we need to do. But the concept, conceptually, we have to push ourselves for learning Torah. If you really want to learn Torah, Torah only impacts itself in you if you push. If you sit around on a couch and you sip your tea and you have Torah, it's not going to work the same way. It'll work. It'll have an effect. But the effect is tenfold, 1,000-fold, I don't know how many fold. But the effect of Torah on a person is through his working in it. Doesn't matter if it's Gittin, Baba Metzia, Kodshim, doesn't matter. But the effect that Torah has on him is in the work. And if a person works in the Torah, he'll see fruit. That's how it is. Okay. Very good. Ki hem ze l'umat ze k'diktiv tachli sinas enetim l'oyivim. I hated the oyivim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the how you say oyivim, the enemies of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu li chakreini v'dal v'avi chule. I'm going to explain that. Kfi erek godel ha'ava l'Hashem, and according to the strength of ha'ava to Hashem, kach erek godel ha'sina l'sitra achra v'mius b'ra b'tachlis, and the disgustingness of the ra b'tachlis. Okay, so...